They are still going through the motion. Going, that's religion. Trying to keep the form. Keep, you know. Meanwhile, the generation of people that did, that formulated what we are trying to do carnally, had the reality. But we have received from them, and all we received is the way they do it in the natural. And we did not understand that there was something blessed that they had. That was the crowning point of everything that they did. Now, see the way doctrine is going now. See the way doctrine is going. We are going deeply into the kind of religion like Islam. We are going deeply into it because there is no river. You tell a woman that she should strip herself of all earrings, all of that, so that she will be holy. We have done that before. My trousers were suspended just so that we can keep pace. But you see, we're in debt because we did not have that which satisfies. Why not leave that person? Leave the person. Let the person come and drink this river. The river has the capacity to create an erosion. Anything in the person's life that is not in conformity with God's kingdom, that river can erode it. Give it time. You will notice that the person will change according to God's spec for the person's life. Meanwhile, I've shown you from the Bible that there's no scripture in the Bible that says a woman should not wear trousers. I'm not an advocate for women's trousers, but I'm an advocate. I hate religion with passion. Because you're not wearing trousers, will not connect you with the river. I'm not a loose pastor. I'm an apostle. My primary calling is to set order in the body of Christ, but will not set order through falsehood. There's no scripture in the Bible. Everybody that says it, tell him, show me two scriptures in the scripture, in the Bible, that says a woman should not wear trousers. Daddy, I just want to explain the Bible. Alright? That's what I want to do. Now, check the scripture. He said, woman should not wear that way pertinent to the man. He didn't stop there. Secondly, he said we should not plant two crops on one soil. You didn't see it? What they call it? Mixed cropping. Say, don't do mix. Don't you do. You are not with me. You, daddy, that your garden waiting for house here. Yeah. If we go there, is it only potato that we'll see there? Why did the preaching not get there? Why did it stop with the principle that has been illustrated? There's a principle of separation. Do you understand? And there were many examples of separation that were revealed there. He said, don't wear that way pertinent to a man, because those nations that they were going to, in order for them to worship their God, a woman wears armor which is meant for men to worship that God. So he says separation. Do you understand? He said it in one way. He went to the other one and said, don't do mixed cropping. What does it mean for something to be holy? It is of one stock. One stock. Alright? If we give ourselves to the Holy Ghost, we'll become like the Holy Ghost. But if we give ourselves to the Holy Ghost today, give ourselves to Swim tomorrow, give ourselves to Ogugu, after 5 years, there, you look like you'll be, will not know how you look. So that scripture has nothing to do with dress code. He's talking about culture among a people under the government of God. Why did we stop there? Have you not planted our left foot? And why did the preachers not come and say, this is against the law? Because if we are to look at the scripture carnally, let's go carnal or true. You have not planted pepper and tomato in the same garden. It's as wrong as that first one. If that is the meaning of the scripture. I don't want trouble. I hate religion with passion. Because I've been to some nations of the world. The same preachers that preach this thing, preach in camp meetings where nobody ties a tie, and they were not able to raise it. If it's God's body, why didn't you raise it there? We'll come home and give people burdens that even unbelievers cannot bear. And we don't have river. Bring a ruler and measure the... You see, Mommy Eru. Measure. There's always activity. Ah. You know what? I made a mistake and I will never recover from it. While we were on campus, God released the river. I now said, me, I will not live for anything else. I will live to put this river inside bottles and transport. That's my own calling. The religion, no. This river, I will live for it. That's the problem. God allowed me to test it. It was not like all the religions were formulated out of our deadness. That scripture didn't say that. Are you with me? There are some sisters that used to fellowship here. They came to me and said, God said they should not wear trousers. Did I preach it? The river was eroding. Meanwhile, I assure you, there are some that God will not tell. So if you have a problem fellowshipping with people that are not particularly like you under the dealing of God, you don't even know the church. Because the church is very diverse. And it did not begin from your village. Christianity is not a religion. Understand it. It's not a religion. It is life flowing. That life, it will shape you by itself. It will shape you and give you a shape, and you become solid. Why can't we trust the Holy Ghost to feed his flock? To walk on his people? You may not like what I'm saying, but you cannot disprove me according with scripture. You can use Quran to disprove me, but not the Bible. Mixed cropping, let's stop it. Let's be true. Let's follow it to the end. If that's what the Bible is saying. He said we should not mix wool and linen. Let's check your own. No, don't laugh. We are guilty. You see, we have become hypocrites. We have become darkness. What is this? Is it 100% cotton? Because if it is mixture, you are wrong. You are in darkness. You see where we have gone to? We became fleshly carnal people. Meanwhile, those things are illustrating a principle. There should be no mixture. You must be of one stock, a product of one spirit. Because anybody that can operate with this spirit and that spirit, they should stone him so that he will die as an example. That if you give your heart to a spirit, stay with that spirit. That's what is being illustrated in different ways. Did you check whether there's linen? You didn't check. But everybody in Lagos, before you preach an evangelical message, you must say, that will pertain to a man, a woman should not wear. Is that evangelism? We are falling into darkness. We don't know. There's no river. And when I see the person so zealous, I say, which pastor taught this man? Is that an evangelical message? Check your Bible. What is an evangelical message? Is this Jesus? Presenting Jesus. The guy preached the whole sermon. Talk about, oh my. Let's leave that. I'm just from. Hallelujah. Don't mix it with wool. Carry linen only. You know those short knickers we wore to school, that is fully, what's the name? Nylon. That shines when you iron it. Don't even wear another thing. You are. Even our teachers this day are righteous in themselves. If that's the mode you want to follow, why not follow it to the end? Now in your farm, it's only corn you plant. If you plant yam by the side, you are not in order. He's saying no mixtures. Be a product of one spirit. So that we can place you properly. That is what he was saying in that scripture. And he said it more than 5 times in different ways. So that if you don't understand this, you understand it through this one. You understand it. We made a doctrine out of something that is not biblical. Bring another scripture that says that. That's how we can confirm that was what the original one was saying. Bring another scripture that says a woman should not tie her tie while she's praying. Bring another one. Because the Bible says that every scripture, no scripture is not capable of private interpretation. When I preached this on satellite, somebody sent text and insulted me that we are used to that. I went back to the message I preached that they insulted me to see whether I did not preach well. I checked it. I saw that the man had a problem because, you see, you know this error. When you preach it, a religious spirit will possess the people. When you come with truth, that spirit will move even so-called righteous people in a way that the devil will not move. Then you will know it's a spirit. But that is our own calling, to challenge religion so that a pathway can be made for Jesus to enter into the territory. I saw the glory of God and I decided that I would not live for darkness. You know, we were trained in Sunday school, Bible school, all those schools. So from small till now, we have gone through the scriptures very well. You can't deceive us with it. So we have a responsibility to our generation, since God gave us that orientation, to make sure that only truth prospers. That's why we are doing what we are doing. Are you with me? Now, so that's not Christianity.
More music at gospeljingle.com.